So who came up with the idea for AdBlock Plus? Where did that come from?
So in 2006 or so, our previous CTO, now developer, Vladimir Palant, basically saw this project that was called AdBlock, which is unrelated to the current AdBlock, and thought about improving it, making some changes. But because the project wasn't actively maintained anymore at that point, he basically forked it off and created AdBlock Plus out of that. So since 2006, AdBlock Plus exists and has been actively developed. And until 2011, it was just a hobby project until he decided that it's just too much for him to develop it alone.
Yeah.
So he brought some other people in, developed the Acceptable Ads initiative and so on. And like a few years later, here we are.
AdBlock Plus, as I use it, is a Chrome extension. You also have...
It's Firefox, Chrome, Opera, Safari, Maxton, Internet Explorer.
Everybody.
You name it.
Everybody but Edge, because they don't support that yet, but they will.
Not yet.
Not yet. But you also make a browser for mobile devices called the AdBlock browser, which has AdBlock built in. So you could use it on iOS, but you don't make it a Safari extension. You have to use the AdBlock Plus browser.
Yeah, so Safari extensions are basically those content blocking extensions that Dean will definitely talk about. But yeah, what we thought is like the best user experience is really just provide an app to that someone can download, that they just install and can just serve ad-free. Rather than, for instance, on Android, you can also install Firefox Mobile and install the AdBlock Plus extension on it, which is the same one as on desktop. But that's just too tricky for people to figure out, or for most people to figure out. The tech-savvy, obviously, they do know about it and they also use that. But for the not as tech-savvy, we also provide this simple go-to option with the AdBlock browser.
Yeah.